History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. If you missed the news today after he got his ass kicked up and down all of Washington, Mike Burrows, who we call Homer Mike, has been optioned to AAA Sugarland, so he is I'm not going to say he's made his last start this year. I don't know. You just never know. He's made his last start for a while, I would think. So he has been optioned to Sugarland, and well, old Santa's been called back up. We'll see what that means. Hopefully we'll hear from they play a little earlier today because they're on the East Coast, so hopefully we'll hear from the manager, Joe Espada, about potentially who is going to be the next person to fill their spot. So there's a lot of rehab things going on, starts to be made. We know Christian Javier is up. We know that there may be others coming up as well.
The Christian combo.
That's right. It's going to be a lot of Astros down there in Sugarland. Jake's out there. Burrow's out there. Pena's out there. Ronel's out there. There's a lot of guys out there. Go check out the Houston Astros Space Cowboys out there as well. So, but that is the big news of the day with Homer Mike. All right, Clint, last night the other big news is Team USA. They got absolutely destroyed, as my man after the game on Fox just kept saying there's levels to this, and clearly Team USA was not on the level of Belgium, and they're out of it. They lose 4-1. But today, right, Tyler, maybe the game of the tournament, as we're watching Argentina.
It's a candidate for sure.
Yeah, caused Tom Brady to say, I think that might be better than 28-3. They were down, 67th minute, something like that, near the 70th minute. They were down 2-0 to Egypt, and Argentina comes back, and they score three goals. And the final one with, 93 minutes left with extra time on there. Messi scored the game tying goal at the 84th minute. And then actually, I think we got the call. Which I think the game of the tournament, the call that gave Argentina the lead that completed the comeback.
Lautaro Martinez sending it over. Enzo Fernandez. Can you believe this? Egypt are asking the question about something that happened at the other end. Argentina played on. And Enzo Fernandez has perhaps scored the goal that keeps the defending world champions alive. The complaints continue meanwhile.
All right, that comeback was nuts here that just happened prior to us coming on the air. And my wonder is, especially with our listeners, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, with Team USA losing last night, are you out? Because we still have the quarterfinals, the final eight. We'll see who wins between Switzerland and Colombia. Still stars left France with Mbappe. They face Morocco. Harry Kane and Bellingham for England. Holland, that guy from Norway, that big joker, who is something else. Like, he can play outside linebacker right now. Have you watched what he eats? I've been.
I'm not.
Oh my God, he gets after it. I mean, protein.
High calorie,
high protein, but he's still around. So there are stars out there. Obviously, Messi is going to be in the final eight. Spain and Belgium, two of the better teams. Are you out now? Are you out for the World Cup, or are you going to continue to watch this thing to the end?
Oh, I'm out. Your boy's out. I may tune in to the championship.
The final.
Yeah. I may tune in to the World Cup final, depending on what's going on, depending on what's on TV that night. I may tune into that. But yeah, I'm otherwise I ain't gonna try, I ain't gonna sit here and lie to nobody. I'm cooked. I'm done. I don't quite feel like the Texans playoff loss at this point, but I was emotionally moved by how poorly they played last night. Yes, I was.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I'll be as aggressive, but Clint Tyler, I found myself watching non-U.S. games. The Mexico England game, I watched the entire way. That looked like
it was. I watched a good chunk of that one.
When they start throwing drinks on those cats from England when they scored, I thought this thing might come unhinged. I watched that entire thing. We were sitting here as the show was coming together and watching that comeback. I think I can really see myself, Tyler, into the stars. The matchups have the stars. Like Messi, I feel like I'm going to watch, because this may be his last, I'm going to watch Messi, whoever they play, Switzerland or Colombia. I'm probably going to watch France with their with that crew.
Strong squad, yeah.
Yeah, and they might be, Mbappe might be the best in the world right now. And that big dude from Norway, he has me.
That's like mine. Sure as hell am watching every Norway match.
But that's him and England, which is Kane and Bellingham is nice too. He might be better than Kane. So I found myself, I guess maybe since the round of 16, I think that's the first time I found myself. I watched Mexico matches because it was just kind of live.
I did as well over the weekend.
But this is the first this round of 16 and on is I think the first time I've sat down and been like, all right, I'm going to watch these matches that don't have the United States involved.
I'm the same exact way.
And you can really kind of get in and out, baby. That 90 minutes, that halftime, they get you in and out, baby.
It is quick.
That halftime, that's like an AAU halftime, Jack. Yeah, they get you out.
It is quick. From an efficiency standpoint, you can get your soccer game in and shut it down pretty quick. Yeah. They don't keep you up all night.
No.
I appreciate that.
I know this is the American in me. I'm just going to need somebody to give me. I lose myself. I lose it every time. And it doesn't matter who's playing. The time thing. The
stoppage time?
It's just not the stoppage time. And it's not so much the stoppage time, but it is this one joker on the field is the only one who knows how much time's left. And it literally seems like he's not going by time. He's going by, all right, let him get one last rush in.
Yeah, get close.
I don't even know how it's calculated.
Well, they calculate it by how much time for the hydration breaks and like if somebody got injured, a goal scored with the celebration. They kind of calculate everything. And then you look up there. And again, like you said, I don't know how they get up because sometimes – like they put up there with last night they gave US threw up four, but you'll see 11 run up there.
We need 11.
Yeah, you need 11. You see 11 run up there, and then you look up there and you're counting. All right, we've passed the 11th minute. Portugal match yesterday. Portugal needed to tie it. They were 2.5 minutes past the stoppage time they put up there. And it's just like, I'm just like, because
it's like an honor system type deal.
The announcer keeps saying, oh, he's looked at his watch, still no blow of the whistle. And I'm just like, they're letting him get one more. That part I think is just the American, like how I watch sports in me that I gotta get a break in. But
it is very different.
Yeah, it is different. I don't know if Spain and Belgium's going to do anything for me, but these matches that have the stars in them, I can because I mean, there's not a whole lot going on right now, no. And I can catch. I mean, Mike will take you right on out and make you move on with your evening. hell, Team USA damn near tried to as well. So, no, man, I think I'm still in. You're gonna watch the final. Let's hope.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night, pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama. Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
You must find it.
I might. We'll see.
All right, what you got coming up in the fourth?
Burrow's got to go, and luckily we got some fellas that are on the way. And I got to give some teammates some shout outs to while they're here, man. Not just while they're gone, baby. Hell of a job done by the squad, man. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.